And so it is, Shambhara, that we continue the energy of this new truth that joins us here today in the room. We continue with the energy of a new God and the consciousness of humanity that we brought in this past week or so of time. Oh, it has been developing. It has been part of the imagination. But through you, through all who are in Israel, we help to literally create this potential of a new God, of a new era for humanity. There's not one about being judged by some higher being, simply about allowing yourself to be in this reality. Not about the dualism of heaven or hell, but allowing yourself to experience from the heart. We continue with the energy today of Myriam, who will be working with all of you. But she does come in with, I want to say, a request of her own. So many of you here work with systems and methods. You've gone to classes and read books and taken instruction on how to apply a very specific method to those who you work with in energy, in the healing arts, in the mental and the spiritual. It is part of a truth that you came into, a truth that helped to open new doorways for you. But Myriam says if she was going to be truly effective in working with you, it is time to go beyond methods and systems, techniques that you have learned. Let us talk for a moment about one that is most, commonly used by Shambhara and does not, have its ownership in any individual who is alive right now. Let's talk about Reiki. For so many of you, Reiki opened the doorway to help you understand that energy moves. That energy can be transmitted to others and received by others if they so choose. That energy has its own patterns, and that energy has a tremendous capability. It helps you to understand that you could go beyond what is seen with the eyes. That there was the invisible that had as much reality as the visible. But when you work with your clients now, those who you help in so many ways, it is time to move beyond methods. You can become trapped in that truth as well. For in order for Myriam to work with you, you must be in the now. You must be so very open, not locked in to anything. When you are working one-on-one with your client, it is about opening your energies of imagination beyond anything you've learned, beyond the limitations of the dimensions that you live in. Then you can connect with them in such a beautiful and simple, but yet effective way. I know some of you get upset when we have mentioned this to you before in smaller groups or in individual cases, where you feel something is being taken from you. You feel that you cannot trust your own energies, your own senses to let go of a technique. We're not asking you to deny the technique. We're not saying that it was wrong. It is simply time for a new and greater truth to come in. Don't get locked into a specific thing. As we said, we're going to be going to new places with you, exploring new energies, new ways of living. So it's important not to hold on tightly to these things you have learned before. We're going to use an example here, hopefully not to embarrass anyone. But we we know from watching and from working with her that the one we call the doctor of breath, the one you call Norma, has learned many techniques, has gone through many, many classes, perhaps a few too many. But she wanted to learn everything. She wanted to absorb everything. But now when she teaches, and when she works with you, with the individuals, she lets all of those go. Works in the now. There's no method. If you ask her what she does, she'll have to say she's not really quite sure. She is in the now moment. She is opening up her own imagination. She is allowing those on our side to come in when appropriate. She is facilitating a space and energy for her clients to feel very safe so they can open up and go through their own experience. She understands she is not doing it for them, simply helping to create a very open and unlimited space. There are many others here in the room, others who are listening, that are doing this also now. But Myriam asked specifically, in working with you and helping you to open your own imagination, that you let go of the techniques and the methods. This is one place that where you have seen that the churches get trapped. They have a method that they go through. They have a ritual that they go through. They have to follow it a certain way to be worthy. They have to go through some type of maze or discipline or structure. Chambra, again, if you are connecting with this energy, you are beyond that now. You come to a point here of bringing in the greater truth. You come to a point here of implicit trust in yourself, in your spirit, in your oneness with God. It's about letting all the methods go now. It is about working in the moment, in a fully expanded and imaginative energy. That is where the very effective work, that is where the new understanding comes in. So we pass this on to you from Myriam. With that, we would be delighted to speak with you.
Tobias, where is my boyfriend?
The best way we want to answer this is to say, it is best not to get into this here in public. There are some very interesting energies here, which we simply don't want to go into, but we ask you to start looking in some other places.
Hi, Tobias. I'm in the process of writing a book about recognizing and releasing old beliefs, embracing your true self and the God within you, based on my own experience, a lot of it. And I guess I'm just wondering how you feel it's coming along and what the potential impact of it could be after it's published.
Indeed, as you know, there's so much that you are learning in putting this together. For you go into, when you are writing, you go into the imagination levels. You open up. You work with us. And in a sense, you are creating some new information here. It is best to, again, speak of your own experiences, what you are learning. This is sharing your energy with the reader. There are times when you are in conflict about this, how much of yourself to interject into it, how much to use the first person. But we strongly recommend this. Share your own stories. Share what comes from your heart. This will have the most profound impact on the reader. The potential is unlimited. We do not want to say that it will go such and such a way. The potential is very great. For those who are ready, understand for you and for others who are putting together these things that the effect of what you share could be felt for decades, could be felt for hundreds and perhaps thousands of years. It is not limited to a short period of time. This whole process of the evolving truth and about the new understanding of God, it will take many generations, many lifetimes for humans on earth to all pass through this place that you and others have passed through. So there will be those 50 years from now and 100 years from now who will need the wisdom of what you are sharing. But we are delighted. We see the struggles, but it is difficult to take these concepts and to put them succinctly on paper. So when that happens, again, it is simply to when you come into the conflict, to take the breath, open up the imagination, and put yourself into the words. Thank you.
Thank you. Hi, Tobias. Nice to meet you. I'm really sad that you've not answered my questions. I've sent you important questions, and you ignored them. I hope you give me some information in the near future. Love.
This is something that we, are constantly faced with and working with Caldra and Linda and the others. There are so many questions coming from Shambra. We know we disappointed many recently in Israel that we could not answer them all, but in a sense we do answer them. Every question is answered. Sometimes we answer back in a question. Sometimes we have to say that the information is not available. Most of the time, though, we give our viewpoints, we share with you. Can you be so bold as to know that the answer doesn't have to come through the lips of Caldra? That we've already answered it for you, that you don't have to hear it with the ears? Can you trust yourself to feel first the answer from within yourself? And then to hear our viewpoint on that. Many times it'll be the same, sometimes different. But every question has gone answered from every human ever. Every prayer has been acknowledged. It is not like it falls into some great abyss. They're answered. But now could you allow yourself to hear the answer in a new way? Thank you.
Tobias.
Wow.
My son has made a request of me, and is it Bob Reynolds that he would meet with?
Yeah. I do not know all the answers. We have to check sometimes. The answer we get back here, we have to go through many pathways here to get this, but the answer that we get is this does not hold the highest potential. It is a potential, but not the potential that will most likely be acted out.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Dear Tobias, I'm still feeling tormented and not able to face whatever I'm hiding from myself. Any more suggestions for me?
You're definitely trying too hard. Trying, how to say, in a somewhat of a warrior energy, and we know these things are overwhelming at times, but it's time to stop battling, stop trying to overcome, start to ask this challenging energy within you, why it is there, what purpose it serves. It has to serve a purpose. There's no accident that it is there. So go in and start opening a dialogue with this part of yourself, why it is there, what it is for you to learn. Some of the answers you get back may be, not what you expect. Sometimes, even when you ask parts of yourself these questions, parts of yourself might come back with a vile answer or a distorted answer. Ask again. Ask for the greatest understanding of truth. Then you will realize. But we see you struggling too much with this. It is time to simply come to understand the wisdom that it holds for you.
Hi, Tobias. I'm asking.
And we have to add one thing. This is not a past life thing, like sometimes you assume. It is not how to say, an energy that was afflicted on you from the past that is simply, it is simply a matter of some levels of trust within yourself. Can you trust yourself right now? Yes.
I'm asking for my friend, Suzanne in Toronto. Could you explain a little bit the purpose of the Saint Germain Foundation in the new energy, and how it, does it function like a church, like you used to say, or is it still valid?
It's still valid for some. Any organization or church or group exists because it is valid for some who want to embrace it. For your, how to say, for your dear friend, the very fact that the question is being asked should indicate the answer.
Okay, thanks. Who was your mother?
And the audience would like the question repeated.
Tobias, who was your mother?
It depends which lifetime. It depends, how to say, it depends if you were speaking generally. I would have to say the mother energy, the energy of spirit, all that is the mother that I connect with the most.
Hi, Tobias. I just want to say thank you so much for all that you've helped me with in the last three, four years. I would just like a little bit of authentication about my relationship with my husband. And if you could talk about the orbs.
Somewhat difficult at times, how to say, in getting into all the details of the relationship, but we will give you somewhat of a general answer here. It is time to, for you, but indeed for all others, to release the relationship. And we mean that in a good sense. We mean that to say that you have come to a point of fulfillment with this. It is not that you have to be there anymore. So it is time to, it is time to release it in every way, so that it can be brought back together on a new level and a different level. There have been many, many lifetimes spent together, learning and loving and sharing. How to say, you each hold an energy for each other, and that is no longer appropriate to hold each other's energy. You did that out of love and compassion. Some of you, one of you playing one energy while the other was playing the other, but you no longer have to do this. And this is a wonderful question because it relates to all of Chambra. The orbs that you speak of are, these are how to say, energetic capsules in a way. These are energies that hold potentials, they hold wisdom, they hold things that, how to say, directions for the future. And they come in and out of your life, in a sense, as a validation or a confirmation. They also come to deliver these energies for you at the appropriate time. Thank you.
Dear Tobias, for quite some time I've been feeling like part of me is not here at all and I'm missing her. Am I imagining this? If not, what's going on and what's the reason for it and what can I do about it? Thank you.
Indeed, as all of you expand your energies, that you grow beyond the limitations of what you would call the human condition, there are times that you will feel that part of you is not here. In a sense, you are looking for an old balance that you would rely on, and it is going away. As your energy expands, your balance or your focal point, your center point, changes. So it feels like aspects of you are in other places. You're also going through a metamorphosis where indeed those old aspects are changing. And again, how to say, you try to reconnect with them, what they used to be, but they have changed, so they are different. all of this is part of this whole awakening process. It is a wonderful Shambhu symptom that you are experiencing, and all the pieces eventually come back together, but in a new place, in a different place. So release your expectations, understand this is part of the process, and understand that it is helping give birth to a new you. Thank you.
Tobias, over the past year, I've been feeling unmotivated regarding house cleaning, grounds care, and other routine 3D tasks involving daily life. Still like to cook and keep my kitchen clean, but other housework is a chore. I have good physical energy. Is this a temporary phase that will pass?
You don't want to say it is temporary? As you go through the awakening process, and again, this could be another Shambhu symptom, some of the drudgeries of human living become very annoying, become very difficult. You find it is hard to expend your energy and to place time into doing these things. The odd thing that starts to happen, though, and we are seeing it with many Shambhu, difficult to explain here, but this, you were locked into a routine of cleaning, that things had to be done at a certain time in a certain way. But what is going to happen in your life is you can break out of the routines. You don't have to do cleaning every Monday evening once a week, that you can let some of those concepts go. And what will start happening is your house will stay cleaner on its own. Your physical home or apartment or the place that you live does contain its own energy. It is your energy, but it has its own life force behind it. So there is a literal distinctive energy in your house and every one of your houses. If you start living in a new energy way, the house responds. There is not so much dirt or dust. It tends to take care of more of itself. So we say to you, simply let all these old things go. We know it is a drudgery, but it is basically trying to tell you, you don't need to do it the way you did it before.
Okay. Tobias, I am a relationship retard. How do I fix this?
Interesting way of describing it. Interesting because as we work together quite a bit, you know. As we see your energy from the past, you were, in a sense, abundant in relationships. Quite an expert in handling many at one time and many lifetimes. So it is that you chose this lifetime for so much work within yourself. In a sense, you could say you became as tired of relationships as the previous questioner was with cleaning. They bored you. You found them to be drudgery and somewhat dirty. So the very thought at times at the inner levels of your being of picking up on another relationship is somewhat misery for you. You don't know if you want to go through all of the challenges associated with it, but again, we have to say to you, you are drawing on past experiences of what relationships used to be like and what you used to be like. It can be different now. It is not something you need to force at all. We ask you simply to open up your imagination, the potential, to allow, new relationships to come into your life. Have no expectations, because the ones that do come to you, at least initially, will be quite a bit different. So you, in a sense, you gave yourself a vacation from relationships.
Thank you. Tobias, we need help here in Israel. There is too much imbalance, and we want to see a real awakening in this place. Too many still have closed hearts. Please give us some clear answers and guidance. Thank you, and please reply.
Indeed, and we have replied. We went there, we shared, we planted the potential of a new energy. We released some old energy. So you will see changes, but we don't want you writing when these changes started, wondering why things are going so fast. Wondering why you can't seem to keep up with things. It will change very quickly. And emanating from this place, the changes will happen all over the world. This is all part of a process and a momentum that is being generated prior to this date we talk about in 2007. Thank you.
Should you so choose, last question.
Indeed.
Hi, Tobias. I wanted to say thank you for the words of wisdom regarding my sister. And I wanted to ask you, I'm sorry, about this project we were working on. It seems so crazy that right when we were getting to such a good point that she would leave, you know? And now I'm wondering what my role is. And if you could say hi to my parents and my sister, that'd be great.
Indeed, and they can also hear your voice. So many times, when there is an agreement between partners and friends and lovers, mates, brothers and sisters, that there is work being done, you will see that one of them does leave to come back here. You see, even with young Tobias Caldera and myself, I came back to this side, he stayed. You see, the project continued, but it needed the balance and the support from our side. Project is not completed. It is simply now, it has another dimensional aspect to it. You still have the partnership and the assistance there at all times. Don't look at this as a negative or disturbing thing. Look at this as adding a whole new energy to what you are working on. Thank you. We will take one more.
Thank you. I guess for more understanding, I do know that I can have my own truths, but I would definitely appreciate your flavor in regard to my teaching, particularly maybe in the outer, maybe it's to stay on the inner, even though that difference is melting. And I thought I had my truths about where I would be doing it, bags are packed, etc., and that has shifted also. I'm tired.
That's one of, how to say, another Chamber symptom here. Truths changing very quickly. Old visions that you and others have had not manifesting the way you thought they were. Dreams in your earlier years of, how to say, schools, of centers. Then you become frustrated, depressed, and not trusting of yourself when these things don't manifest. But the energy is so much different here. That is why we've said today that the energy of truth comes in. It is changing and evolving. In a sense, you could say, for those of you who so long ago wanted to open a healing center, and then it didn't manifest, and you wonder what's wrong. You wonder what you did wrong. There's nothing wrong. You've simply moved to a new level. There's other work for you to do. There are other places for you to go. So, from your standpoint here, you've gone through, how to say, a series of many, many truths very quickly, and almost like you would skip a stone over the water, skipping along, hitting on different ones from different times, and until the greatest potential manifests. You didn't feel at your inner, even at your human level, that you were quite ready. You didn't feel that you had learned enough and that the greatest potential was ready to unfold in your life. You weren't sure if physically you could hold up with this potential of expression in your life. And you weren't sure, how to say, even mentally, if you were quite there. Again, the fact that you would be standing here asking this question means that it is time. But from our perspective, we ask you, and Myriam jumps in here to ask you also, release the expectations. It will be far different than what you thought it was going to be. Release the expectations so it can flow into your life. And we will continue working closely with you. But more than anything, we say that it is the time right now. So, thank you.
Thank you.
And with that, dear Shambro, here on this beautiful Mount Coal Creek, those who are listening in from all over the planet and those who are listening in from our side of the veil, and there are many, many, many of them, we bring together, once again, the energy of Shambro, a day where we have learned much more than what has been expressed through the words. You've allowed the energies to come in. You've allowed even an energy that does not have an identity or a human-type name to it, an energy of truth to come in and to play with you, help you move beyond old understandings. As we said before, Myriam will be working with all of you, helping you to see some of the belief systems that have been a jail cell, a prison for your imagination, helping you to see how it has caused limitations and frustrations in your life. Belief systems that were so embedded that perhaps you couldn't even see them. They weren't obvious. It's time to let these go so that you can go to a whole new understanding of truth. And in this process, as you know, you have so much support from our side, so much support from Shambro. You are never alone. And so it is.